Okay, folks, we are recording live. All right. Normally what I do is go through announcements today, but today we have such an awesome, awesome guest. Okay, Mr. Matthew Ferry. Hold on one second here. Okay, Matthew, if you could do me a favor, on your phone, hit *6, and then we can all hear you because everybody else has been muted.
All right, how's that?
There you go. Can hear you perfectly.
Fantastic.
All right, Matthew. Fantastic. We'll have some fun today. Like I said, we probably, I don't know, we get about 30 to 50 live because since I've been doing it as a podcast, a lot of people listen to it later. And just so you know as well, it'll be on Podbean, the Podbean app, and also podcast iTunes and all over the place. So let me introduce you, Matthew, so everybody knows who we have here. So folks, I don't know if you've noticed lately, I posted a few times about Matthew's new book, Quiet Mind, Epic Life, is incredibly awesome. Matthew's promise is simple, you know, quiet the mind so you can create an epic life that is filled with enlightenment, prosperity. His down-to-earth approach empowers you to rise above unwanted chatter and negativity of the mind. Matthew says, when your mind is quiet, you feel profound peace and your life becomes extraordinary. Love it. No ashram required. For the past 25 years, Matthew has been coaching thousands of top performers and achieve enlightened prosperity. His books, audios, and seminars utilize street-tested methodology called Rapid Enlightenment Process, a guaranteed system to achieve profound states of happiness and success in life. So my thing, okay, so I've known you for years, Matthew, and we've had some wonderful times together at the Mike Ferry Organization. I know what they're thinking. Yes, we have, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, all over the place, including Canada. You know what? Well, anyway, I don't want to get into all that right now, but let's talk about this, what we came here for, which is, you know, people are probably thinking, what about quiet mind? As an entrepreneur, as a business person, okay, how is that beneficial to me to have a quiet mind?
It is a great question, Rick, and you know, you watched my progression at the Mike Ferry Organization. You saw that I was deeply, deeply devoted to being a sales trainer and to help people to get on the phone, make calls, make it easy, have it be effortless. And what I found was the mind was the biggest darn obstacle. So I suspect that you as a sales trainer run into this all the time. You can teach them exactly what to say. You can teach them what to do, but then the mind talks them out of it. So when when your mind is quiet, you're in the present moment. So you're free from stress and worry and concern. And here's the crazy thing. According to the American Institute of Stress, 73% of Americans say they deal with psychological stress on a regular basis. Now, realtors, it might be 83, it might be 93, it might be 99%. And that's bad news because when you're stressed, you make bad decisions. You don't think clearly. You do avoidance behaviors. You'll do Facebook rather than picking up the phone. You will drive right by that for sale by owner. You won't stop. Your creativity is diminished. Your energy is zapped. And if you're going to achieve your goals, you want the best version of you to influence every aspect of your business. And the good news is when you have a quiet mind, all those debilitating effects disappear. But even better, anybody can develop the skill of having a quiet mind.
And which is interesting, too. So explain to us how exactly you got on this path to the quiet mind.
Well, you've been with me for a long time in my life. I think you and I met when I was maybe early 20s or something like that. And by that time, I was deep into this investigation, but it all started actually for me when I was 9 years old. And I was having these experiences, Rick, where I was floating above my body. And I felt this profound peace. And the experience was so powerful that as an adult, I was driven to find my way back there and ultimately create a predictable way to get that feeling, something that I could only describe as all is well. And now after coaching thousands of people from Wall Street to Main Street, I've discovered I'm not alone. Most people actually just want to feel like all is well. And as realtors, it's so powerful to experience a deep trust that everything's going to be okay. And that's what a quiet mind provides.
you know, the thing is, I love when you say that too, because as coach, as you know, we've both been doing this for years now, coaching agents that got to be in the gotta go, you know, it's something that almost sounds counterintuitive to them, doesn't it?
Yeah, except when you say to them, think about the times when you're on the phone and you can do no wrong. And one person after another, after another, after another is just a yes, a yes, a yes. Those moments are extreme states of flow. And those are moments where there's no worry, there's no doubt, there's no fretting, there's no concern. You're not lamenting. You're not having panic attacks. You're in this total flow, and that is indicative of a quiet mind state.
That is true. Now, in your book, you talk about quiet mind, enlightened state. So are having a quiet mind and being in a enlightened state the same thing?
The quiet mind state has traditionally been called enlightenment, and for most people that seems impossible. But it's actually not. It's actually very attainable. It's actually really, really practical. Because life is so much better when you're at peace.
Right.
When things like the political climate and the future of our nation and money, health, kids, marriage, retirement, am I going to get a deal done this month? When you are in a quiet mind state, and you can deal with those things so much more effectively. Enlightenment and a quiet mind state are essentially the same thing. And I use those terms interchangeably because some people have a hang-up about enlightenment. And
right.
They think enlightenment is some Eastern mystical thing, when in fact the Eastern mystical thing was just trying to guide you to a place that you already want. You already want to be at peace. So enlightenment's
right.
Not a place. It's not a destination. It's just a very empowering framework to see your life and your business through that brings you to a state of peace.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, it's a book that I picked up a couple weeks ago, and I read half of it in one setting and the other half in two settings, which is kind of rare for me. So in your book, you talk about the rapid enlightenment process. I think it'd be good for them to hear what that is exactly.
Well, I'll start by saying this, that the rapid enlightenment process is a proven four-step process that I've developed over the last, the true development of it, like deep in, was about the last 10 years, but it's taken me about 20 years to even understand the drunk monkey, which is a big part of it. But it's four steps. It gets the mind to quiet down, to stop being so worried and stressed out so you can focus and take action on what matters to you while being totally at peace with your life exactly the way that it is. And it's these four components. One, you have to see that your mind is not your friend. It is just an automatic, what I call an unconscious reflex. So it's an effect. The talking in your head is an effect. It's not who you are. It is a survival mechanism. There's something that motivates the effect. So there's a motivation to the talking. I call these hidden motives to survive. This is the second part of the process. When you heal your hidden motives, when you recognize that you're not in a survival situation, suddenly your mind has no reason to talk. And now your creativity comes through. You say amazing things because you're not afraid. And then step three is to connect with enlightened perspectives. And enlightened perspectives are distinct because, Rick, most of our perspectives come from the place that say, I need to fix this thing. I'm not there yet. Someday I'm going to get there. Everybody has more than me. How come I'm such a loser? Why can't I have it too? When am I going to get there? That's the perspective that most of us have. We're born that way.
Right.
We didn't decide. We didn't go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a set of decisions about the way I look at life that debilitate me. No, we just come in, we're debilitated.
Right.
So
true.
Enlightened perspectives are perspectives that have the underlying assumption that all is well, which is extraordinary, because when you actually relate to your life like all is well, the best version of you comes out. And then the fourth component is called recontextualization. And this is a master skill of being able to rewrite the thoughts that you're having, or shift the context that you're having such that you see that life is good, that you are safe. It's a master skill. So you have to see the drunk monkey, you have to heal the hidden motives, connect with enlightened perspectives, and then you have to recontextualize everything in your life, because everything in your life right now says that I'm not there yet. Someday I will get there, but everybody's getting there faster than me, and I'm a loser.
It's so true. And that fourth point is something that I read over and over in the book, because it really is such a huge part of the process. And the great thing for me is I've seen you, like you said, first time I saw you, I think first retreat you spoke at, I was at early 90s, if not 90 itself, 91. And I've seen this whole process of you developing this, and it's just amazing. Awesome. So I'm sitting, you talked about at the beginning of this call, from Wall Street to Main Street. Now, many of your clients are Wall Street clients and so forth. So give us, how do they put this to work in their businesses and in their life to their advantage?
It's a great question. Well, for our listener, you need to realize that I started in the family business, the Mike Ferry Organization, and I started in 1989. And about 1993, I began to do over-the-phone coaching training process. We called it OTP back then. You down with OTP?
Oh,
yeah, you know me. So
Did it many times. Oh, I was one of the regulars, yes.
Yep, and it was a three-week phone coaching program, actually. And from that, we developed the full-blown coaching process. And I really cut my teeth helping people to achieve high performance in that zone. And I made the jump to Wall Street in 2003. And on Wall Street, I was working with people from Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, Prudential, many, many hedge funds. Today, I'm coaching hedge fund CEOs, portfolio managers, global executives, VCs around the world. And the thing is that they're just like us. There's really no difference between them and anybody else. It's except that these jobs are potentially the highest pressure jobs in America. They're competitive, they're political, they're ruthless. This is a place where the idea of sharp elbows actually exists. You know what I'm saying? And the rapid enlightenment process is developed to help these Wall Street executives achieve a calm and peaceful state in the middle of what feels like often a war zone or a pressure cooker. I'll give you an example. One of my clients called me a few weeks ago, and he had just lost $30 million in about an hour. $30 million in an hour.
That could ruin your
past, day. In the past, that would have ruined his day. In the past, he would have felt terrible. He would have felt like a failure. His career is over. It was on a Friday that he lost his money. So now he has 2 days of lamenting possibility because the markets don't open again until Monday. But using the four steps of the rapid alignment process, he was able to maintain his calm. He was able to maintain his long-term perspective. And that made him rational and logical, and it gave him access to his creativity and his resourcefulness. And that's why he is entrusted to manage billions of dollars. They want him level-headed. And from that level-headed state, that quiet mind state, he was able to take effective action to correct the losses and regain the profits in his fund. Mm. You want to think about it like this. Prior to learning the rapid alignment process, he would try to suppress his feelings. He might drink or binge watch shows on Netflix or spend time overthinking and lamenting. Instead, he was free and empowered and in the present moment and enjoyed his weekend.
Nice. So, it sounds like, you talk about enlightened prosperity, and I believe that's what you're saying. So describe that a little bit in detail for them. What is enlightened prosperity? Because I actually love that term, by the way.
I do too. And here's what I noticed, that enlightenment and prosperity are typically on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
So we tend to think that they're opposing intentions, that we're forced to decide, am I going to seek abundance in my life, or am I going to seek a quiet mind? And what I have distinguished is that both are possible. So enlightened prosperity is really simple. Enlightenment means that you experience the world as all is well. That's it. All is well. When you recognize that all is well and you are having that experience, you're having some variation of an enlightened experience. Prosperity comes from the Latin word prosperous, which simply means doing well. So when your mind goes quiet and you enter into the present moment, you are overwhelmed with the knowledge that all is well. Mm. And that activates your inner resources so that you can do well. Now, many people get hung up on this word enlightenment. You know what I mean? They think, oh, my God, I have to renounce the world and go live in a cave and I'll be meditating all the time. And let's just be honest, that's not very practical.
No, it isn't.
It's not practical.
Right.
Yeah. The rapid enlightenment process challenges the spiritual status quo. What I teach will get the mind to go quiet. In the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the insanity of your life, if your deals are falling apart, no meditation required, your mind is quiet and you are at peace. Enlightened prosperity.
That's awesome. So, okay, like when I called you after reading the book, I said, you know, they should read my book, Success is a Verb, which gets them into action, and then read this book, which really puts the icing on the cake. Early in the book, I love a few of your comments in there about, you know, this should be the last positive mental attitude book you have to read if you take it into consideration, you know, if you actually put it to use. And then I love that term you said in there, how did you say it? I'm your spiritual crash test dummy.
Enlightenment crash test dummy. Exactly.
There you go.
I've done it all.
You have. All right. So now they're probably thinking, why is enlightened prosperity so damn good for my business? Which I think, I mean, to me, that's a really important question.
Well, you and I are on the same page. We've been on the same page for a long time, ever since we've known each other. And when you're in the present moment, you unleash your creativity. You become resourceful. You are more effective. You're easier to work with. You aren't threatened by that expired listing that is yelling at you. You don't fear that the competition is going to move into your farm and take all of your market share. You don't waste countless hours lamenting and worrying and fretting. When you're in the present moment, you don't wake up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, am I going to be able to pay my bills? There's nothing more powerful than being in a calm and confident state at the helm of your business. And when your mind goes quiet, that's how you feel. When your mind goes quiet, you say, you know what I'm going to do? It's hilarious. I just got an email from someone who read the book and has been going through a bunch of the processes. And she said, I'm in real estate and I've been called to this quiet mind thing, but I don't really know why, but it just makes sense to me. And the other day, I spent almost the entire day in a completely quiet mind state. And she said, I was shocked. I just decided, well, why don't I just pick up the phone and call all my past clients? And she said, in the past, I would have been preparing and lamenting and freaking out and writing out what I should say and going through the list and looking at every single person and worrying and trying to strategize. She said, I just went like, oh, just picked up the phone and started calling. Enlightenment is damn good for business, because when you are in the present moment, you will take action without fear.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. And, you know, in case a bunch of you on this call are recognizing Matthew's voice, I told him a couple weeks ago that you knew a long time ago that I had a pirated version. Not a pirated version. I just kept the old version from the days it was on cassettes. And I still pass those scripts out that you're doing with NLP language to my people that take my success series. Okay. And also, so, all right, just to, and all the, obviously I still use the drunk monkey as an example because it's such a powerful way to describe the chatter that goes on in your head. And you're right. It's basically the enemy. All right. So I'm listening on this call today. I'm in real estate. I'm being floored a little by the conversation. What are some things that I can do to start implementing this into my life, into my business and so forth?
Well, the first thing I want to say about that is in my book, Quiet Mind, Epic Life, at the very back, there are 23 daily practices that will help people to get into this and start implementing it into their life. And one of the things that I want you to begin with is the idea that your mind is not your friend. And right. Listening to your mind like it is your friend is absolute lunacy. Nobody else calls you fat or stupid or ugly or you're going to fail, you're a loser. Only your mind says that stuff to you. And yet you listen to the mind like it's a trusted advisor. So the mind, which I coined the term the drunk monkey back in 1991, the drunk monkey is like a GPS system. It's programmed to go towards survival. But real estate is not a survival situation. It's a thriving situation. Your life is not in a survival situation. You're in a thriving situation. So you have this destination called survival, except you're trying to thrive. You're trying to live a good life. And if you listen to your mind will always say, go left. But your heart says, well, just go straight. That's where living a good life is. But your mind goes, go left. And you're like, no, well, wait a second, I need to go straight. And you keep thinking, I need to pick up the phone and I need to call some people and I need to ask them if they will do business with me. And the mind says, look on Facebook. Your mind is not your friend, but you listen to it like it is. And the moment you recognize that it is not your friend, boom, instantaneously, you get some distance and some peace. One more thing that I would love for people to practice.
Sure.
Is to embrace and celebrate breakdown. Breakdown is how things get created. If there is no breakdown, you're not going to have success. It's a recontextualization. I want you to begin to recognize that success is a series of well-managed breakdowns. Begin to realize that success is literally jumping from failure to failure to failure to failure to failure to failure without losing enthusiasm, recognizing that what we call failure is just learning. The future is a fantasy. You have no idea what's coming. But the drunk monkey in your head thinks it's psychic. It believes that it knows what the future is, which of course is lunacy. You have no clue. You have postulates. You have ideas. You have a hypothesis about what the future will be. The question becomes, can you become a scientist in your own life? And take your hypothesis and say, this is what I think will happen. And then go and do experiments to see what you can make happen and adjust as you move along.
So true. So powerful. You know my little joke about when you tell the future in your mind, the drunk monkey voice, and it's bad, I call it being telepathetic. What's coming, and it ain't good. It's amazing how we automatically just kind of, you know, move in that direction, isn't it?
It is a genetic predisposition. You are predisposed to the negative.
Yeah, it's crazy. But when you recontextualize, which I love that term, it's such a powerful way to look at it. And then you can basically, I mean, look at, we all can make up our own wonderful story and then follow through if we understand the basics of what you're talking about for sure. All right, cool. All right, so
I know,
isn't it great? I love it. This has been an incredible call, Matthew. You know, I would recommend, and I've on my social media posts, since I've read your book, I put the tag on how to get a copy of it. I recommend everybody get a copy of it. I recommend that you send a friend request because I know
they can go to quietmindepiclife.com And
good.
I will actually send them a free copy of the book. If they just pay the shipping, I will send them a copy of the book, or they can go on to Amazon and grab the Kindle version, or if they want Amazon to send them one, great.
All right, cool. So say that one more time, please.
QuietMindEpicLife.com.
QuietMindEpicLife.com. And don't you also have a Facebook page called The Drunk Monkey as well?
I have the Drunk Monkey Facebook page. I have the Matthew Ferry Facebook page. I have lots of Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. And I love the daily Drunk Monkey messages. They're awesome. That's why I recommend you subscribe to that and get a copy of the book. All right, Matthew, first off, I just want to say awesome. Thank you very much for doing this today. Any final thoughts you want to leave them with today?
I think the most important thing is this. When you are in a quiet mind state, you will naturally and gracefully do what it takes to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself without stress, without worry, without freaking out. You will be at peace. And when you're at peace, you take action and it feels good.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's such an important point too, because you can enjoy your way to being successful. It doesn't of course it's work. Of course, some days it feels like a grind. Of course, some days it feels like a little repetitiously boring, but ultimately, that's why I'm going to use that word, recontextualize the process as well in your mind. Like, I didn't love prospecting every day, but I convinced myself I did because of the benefits I got from doing it and so forth. So I really love it, Matthew. Thank you very much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Go out and get the book, folks, and especially if you can get it for free and pay the postage. Matthew, thank you very much. This has been awesome. Once again, folks, it'll be on podcast, Podbean. Matthew, look forward to talking to you in the future, my man. Woo!
All right, Dr. Kelson. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.